Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, Twitter, it's the Madeline and Mommy Show.
Ooh!
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, Twitter, it's the Madeline and Mommy Show.
Ooh! All right.
An image she prays to be, guarded by the sculptor.
Right, and we're back, guys. It's Madeline and Mommy Show, and we're getting ready to have coffee time with Ellen and Nikki, and we've got Mads here. Want to say hi?
Hello.
She's over here making coffee and hot chocolate. So we've also got a special guest calling in, Miss Tina from Hugs and Smiles Foundation, Miss Tina Weiss. She's got lots to talk about. We're real excited to have her calling in today, and we do have a lot to talk about, but we do want to make an announcement about Mads' fashion show. It was scheduled. This will be the third time that we've changed it due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Mads' fashion show for 2020 is being held at the Central Florida Kids and Family Expo. And that has been pushed to December 5th and 6th. December 5th and 6th, 2020, at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. Both days, it starts at 10 and goes until 5 p.m., 10 a.m. in the morning until 5 p.m. in the afternoon. So save the date for December 5th and 6th. Orlando, Florida, Central Florida Kids and Family Expo, Mads Fashion Show will be there. I think we're going to take another little quick break before we start talking. Listen to a song, and we'll be back.
Without you doing,
All right, and we're back. I do want to let you all know that we had such a great turnout for our virtual casting for Mad Fashion Show online. We approved about 10 models from the first virtual casting we had back in, I believe it was like March or April. And so we just posted another virtual casting for Mad Fashion Show, and that's being held online again for the next 2 weeks. So if you guys want to participate, you can send us a photo, a headshot, full body shot to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com, or you can inbox us at Mad Fashion Show. So what we, the virtual casting requires a video shot by you with your cell phone. Super easy. You can do it outside on the sidewalk or in the house in a hallway. Make sure it's well lit, no logos, and, you know, video probably maybe a minute or less. Show us your best runway walk. Give us your name and age. Like I said, send us a headshot, a full body shot, and email it to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com for consideration. We're also looking for more designers. So that is our virtual casting for right now. Currently, we decided to bring it back because we did have a huge success. People like filming videos at home right now since, you know, we're still under a pandemic. So you can also find us on Facebook under More Virtual Casting for Mad Fashion 2020. Or you can go to Mad Fashion Shows and send us a message. It looks like our first caller is on the line, so that means it's Poppy Time with Ellen and Nikki. Yay! Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Thank you, beautiful. Hi. Thank you, beautiful. Look at Miss Madeline just hooked me up with a nice big mug of hot chocolate. Wow.
Ooh, I'm drinking some wonderful green tea, peach mango green tea, actually.
You're having some green tea today? Nice, nice. What, sweetheart? Oh, I'm not sure if it's in the sink or what. She's helping me out over here today. So I'm so glad you're able to call in. How you doing, Miss Nikki?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, thank you. How are you guys?
Well, we're hanging in there, considering everything, you know. We have just, we're trying to take it one day at a time. Miss Madeline finished school, as did all the kids here in Florida. So they're officially on summer vacation. Yay! Hi, Madeline. Yeah, we actually managed to go to the beach over the weekend. But because of all the rioting that's been going on, they actually put a curfew on Hillsborough County, and we live in Pasco County. And we were out in Pinellas County by the beaches. So it took us almost 2 hours to get home the other night so that we could avoid driving through Hillsborough County. And I tell you, you know, the news lately has really been just upsetting. It's hard for people to sleep. It's just, it's horrible. It's really horrible to understand why the current events are taking place right now. What do you think, Miss Nikki?
Well, first and foremost, I want to send our love and prayers and condolences to the I am terribly disheartened by it, and I'm very sad. It's so tragic. I do believe
in
peaceful protest, but I do not agree with riots and violence, and that's not the way we solve problems. So...
it is a tragedy all the way around because, you know, Mr. Floyd not only was, murdered by a police officer, but he was detained and he shouldn't have been. Mm. And that's really sad right now. Yeah, he was mistakenly detained. They thought he had counterfeit money, and after everything was said and done, the money was not counterfeit.
Yeah.
First of all, the person that called in the cop in the first place from the store made a terrible mistake.
Yes.
Oh, my
and now
goodness.
Very much upset the whole nation, really. I know there's protesting in L.A., in New York, and D.C., which is my home. That's where I'm from. I'm from the D.C., Baltimore, and Ocean City area of Maryland. So it's very sad. I have a lot of friends that are over there, and I do have police officers that are friends as well. And so, you know, this whole situation is just, it's very sad.
It's very sad, and I know the people in Minneapolis, you know, they're all grieving, absolutely. And the, obviously, the family is grieving, and, you know, they're all, and I get why the protesters are out there doing what they're doing. But the problem is, there is a group of individuals out there that thrive on such events. And they go out there and they do things, you know, to really disrupt the community. And they've done a doozy this time, I'll tell you.
Yeah, at my old school, they sprayed painted the sign at my old school.
Did they? She just saw that online. It's affected even the upper class communities. But I know right by us, 10 minutes away from our home at University Square Mall. And it was on national television. They burned down the Champs there. And they oh my gosh, that was a huge store. They burned down the Champs. They stole the tennis shoes and they burned it down. And they burned down a gas station across the street from Busch Gardens.
Yeah, I live over here in Polk County. And I love our sheriff. I give props to Polk County Sheriff because Grady Judd was, I loved his comment, and which was, Polk County does people have guns over here, and if you come onto our property, you know, we'll shoot you. And so he kind of gave his citizens permission to protect themselves. But again, like I said, I don't believe in violence, so... I know there's healthier ways of getting your point across and protest, you know, and protesting for rights that all citizens have. And I know in our area where my husband works in Winter Haven, and I went to go pick him up yesterday, and his boss actually asked me if I had seen the protesting in Winter Haven. So there was some taking place, you know, 20 minutes from my house. So it's really close to home. It's everywhere.
It's too close to home, yes, for us, definitely, and for everyone. And people shouldn't have to be dealing with all of this right now, you know, because nobody, you know, everybody wants justice, obviously, but, you know, not like this. This is not solving any problem. This is creating more problems. And, you know, I mean, and people, innocent people are losing their jobs. There's, you know, they're taking food away from children. I mean, it's a terrible thing right now because we have been trying to sustain this COVID-19 for the past 3 months. And, you know, now this. And they're really not thinking because, you know, by taking it out on our city, what good is that doing? It's not doing any good at all. Zero.
No, I know that I saw a protest take place. I think it was in Lakeland where a group of pastors came together and they protested through prayer. And
okay.
You know, that's a positive protest. They're praying for the family.
Yeah.
They're praying for, you know, for peace through our country and change.
Exactly.
And I believe in change.
Exactly.
And
I saw where a huge group of people were chanting, you know, and so things like that, yes, I get it. As long as there's not any violence or destruction involved, you know? And now today is Blackout Tuesday. Everybody's blacked out, you know, especially for this incident. But for all incidents like it, you know, and we hope that nothing like this ever happens again. It's really terrible.
Yeah. I very much agree with you. And, yes, I just pray for everyone involved and that everyone stays safe.
Exactly. So, anyways, yeah, so we're going to keep you guys updated on that, and everybody's keeping a watchful eye on that, and also on the new cases of COVID-19, which the COVID-19, you know, those cases actually, with all these people out there running around and, you know, ticketing or, you know, protesting or whatever, half of them aren't even wearing their masks. So, you know, at first it was hard to tell, but, you know, it takes about 14 days. And I have noticed, I was took a look at the charts today, and the numbers have gone up. So, you know, these people are putting themselves and everyone else at risk, and they're not doing anything, you know, good for the society or for themselves.
No, I definitely agree. I think this is going – I am very interested to see what the numbers are going to be 2 weeks after all the riots take place and to hear. I know New York is just getting beaten up between the pandemic and then the riots over there. The Macy's store, which is an iconic store down there, was vandalized. In Washington, D.C., some of our monuments and some of our ancestors and people who fought for this, you know, their monuments are getting, you know, vandalized as well. I know the cathedral down in New York City was vandalized. I don't know what the purpose of
all everywhere. Every single state is affected. Every single state in the United States. And now the president, you know, has ordered he's gonna send out the big guns. In my opinion, I think the big guns should have been sent out right from the beginning so that we could avoid all of this. But, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda, it's done. We need to put the squash on it and move forward because we cannot afford as a state, I mean, as a country, we cannot afford to have this happening. This is ridiculous. Everybody needs to come together and try to keep peace. And we've all been at war. I mean, everybody's just so angry, you know, and it's not solving any problems. It's just making the matters worse. So all the criminals that are out there, they've been running around looting and stealing. Eventually, they will catch up with you. You guys are going to be arrested and convicted, I'm sure. You know, and if not, eventually, you know, I'm telling you, God is a very powerful thing. He will make sure that the score is evened up. So you guys need to make sure you just stay home and pray for those. Please pray for everyone, you know, involved. And Miss Nikki, can you tell everybody how we can find you? I know you've got an amazing business, Lasting Impressions by Nicole. Real quick, can you just tell the listeners how they can book their session with you?
Yeah, sure. Everybody, you guys, we are now accepting bookings for all your photography needs, from headshots to weddings, and of course events when those start opening back up. But it's better to book early than to book later. And the easiest ways you can find us is on Facebook at Lasting Impressions by Nicole. Feel free to drop us a message or a comment, and we are very quick to respond. You can also reach out to us on our Instagram at lasting.impressions by Nicole, or you can visit our website at www.lastingimpressionsbynicole.com. And, you know, everyone stay safe, and I'm praying for everyone. And, you know, just remember what we all talked about during the early stages of the pandemic. Stay together.
Right.
We are one. We are one nation. And if I get anything across to all of our listeners and our viewers, we are one. We are one united. That is what America
is
about.
Like I said, too, alone, if we stand together alone, we can, you know, get past this pandemic and we can get past this.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, Miss Nikki, to call in today for Ellen and Nikki Coffee Time.
Not a problem, guys. Everybody take care. It's great to hear your guys' voices. And we can't wait to hook up and see everybody out there when we can. So stay safe and God bless.
God bless you, too. Bye.
Bye.
Awesome thoughts. All right. So that was Miss Nikki from Lasting Impressions by Nicole. Looks like our next caller is on the line. I'm so excited. I can't wait to talk to Miss Tina from Hugs and Smiles. Here we go. Hi.
Hello, Ellen. Hi.
Yes, how are you? Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me, and I really so appreciate what you two were just talking about. You know, I think it's time that the world and the country and the world really stands united together, because everyone is going through the same thing. So why destroy when we can find a way to heal with different solutions that we can come up with together? And I am so on with what you were talking about. Together we can make a difference. So let's be peaceful, let's be joyful, and really kind of see who is really having challenges and reach out and give them a hand. And when you have that and you give a kind word, you know, the world changes with you. So I really appreciate that we're having this discussion today.
Oh, I love it. I'm so excited to have you, Ms. Tina White. Thank you for calling in. Tell the listeners who you are and what it is that you do.
Well, once again, my name is Tina Weiss, and I have a children's foundation called Hugs and Smiles Children's Foundation. And I reopened this in 2018. I did have the same organization or the same name, Hugs and Smiles Children's Foundation, in California as well when I was living there. And at that time, I helped children get adopted. So I have been in South Florida for the past 8 years. And I wanted to do something, and I wanted to reopen my charity, especially with kids and through the arts. Because, quite frankly, the only thing that I see that really is healing happens to be when people are dancing, when people are singing, when people are creating. And when you get that bond together with everyone, there are no barriers, because everything is coming from the heart and from within. So I decided to reopen 2018, and the mission is uniting children of all ethnicities through music, dance, and art programs. So what I did do, I found the reason for it and the focus on it was to bring solutions to struggling youth today, because regardless mm-hmm. of the family's financial status, children from all walks of life are having challenges, financial hardships, bullying, discrimination because of a religion, a color, a culture, and their learning disabilities. And what is the purpose of that? Single group in the world has gone through challenges. So it really blows my mind to really think today we're hating someone because of the color of their skin, or the way they look, because we're all one. We're human beings. That's what we are, human beings. So I decided to put this together before the pandemic happened, and I started putting different groups of kids together of all ethnicity on stages together. So this was growing before COVID, and now more than ever, I'm on a mission to really kind of connect the country, especially coming up this summer. And I'm providing summer camp. I'm bringing the summer camp to you, wherever that might be, to give classes in art and music and dance. And this is a nonprofit organization. So we are going to do our fundraising, because we together have to help the country heal. And it's not only about the kids anymore. I want to be able to bring kids joy, that they could literally express themselves through these classes. And also, parents, I want you to join in. Just because we're doing an art class and we're going to be doing some painting and it's supposedly for kids, hey, the parents, I know, will love it, because you can create something together, unite together, and come from the heart and start healing together. So that's kind of what Hugs and Smiles Children's Foundation is about.
That's awesome. Now, how long have you been working on this? You guys started, obviously, before the pandemic. Well, you know, how long have you been doing this?
Well, I reopened, and I started doing some of my events back in September of 2019. And I really had a lot of very exciting plans for April of this year, and everything closed. So I said, okay, how am I going to shift? Instead of doing big concerts on the outside and start putting together dance routines for the kids and art classes for the kids. What are we going to do now? So I kind of segued into, for the summer, online classes for music, dance, and arts. Also, now that camps are opening, very, very interesting, I'm starting to get calls because now camps are going to be open, but it's going to be very, very limited on what they do. So the camps could only be a couple of days a week. Every class would probably be 10 to 13 kids instead of 30 kids. So now, as everything is opening, I'm going to start bringing the camp to where I need to be. So it's getting very exciting that we can actually do this in public, but of course with all of the restrictions and the rules to keep safe distancing. But I also will have that filmed, so we'll be able to put those classes online and everyone at home can follow along with us.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So it's getting very exciting.
I bet. Now, what inspired you into getting started into all of this?
Well, I was raised with a music, I would say my dad had an incredible voice. So when I started playing piano when I was 7 or 8, I would play piano and he would sing. So that was always in the background. Even before I started playing piano, the opera and the classical music, when it's implemented very, very early, it kind of sticks in your head. So as I got older, of course, I started becoming, you know, more modernized and updated. But the music from the beginning, if it's implemented, it changes your whole trajectory. I just love the sounds of certain things. I love the movement of music. It just takes your breath away because it's all from your soul. It's not from your head. And you can create anything from the inside. And so that's what the joy is, to bring joy. So that's really why I decided to do it. And I love kids. Did you ever see a kid who was having a bad day and you say, hey, who wants to do a dance routine? And you put on music and you start dancing. Everything changes. They don't think about
it. Even a little baby. They're crying. You put music on. It calms them right down.
Exactly. Exactly. And there's no barrier between, you know, ethnicities or culture or color. It's universal for everyone.
Yeah.
So that's
exactly
what really makes me happy. You know, and
so
right
we're
now,
really
we
excited, Miss Tina, because you included Madeline and John Humphreys and Nicole Laura and a bunch of other kids in your music video, your Hugs and Smiles video, right?
I know. Thank you so much. Madeline is adorable, and your show is great. I love what you do with the kids. And
Thank you.
They're really wonderful, and they're very inspiring. So I actually do have kids who are very talented who are willing to step up and help the kids who are not. So I'm using some of these very talented kids to teach the other kids who don't know how to do this yet. So I love the fact there are kids helping kids because, hey, what better joy in life is that? This is where you see the growth and the potential of all these children to make the world a better place. And right now we have to do that. We should have to do this together. So it's getting very exciting. And, and because of that little jingle, I just would like to put this out there. I am looking for certain things from the parents and for the kids. I'd like to share that with you. Okay, so
cool.
we're having contests after all of these classes are going to be completed. So they're going to be 7 to 8 weeks, depending on where I am, doing an art class once or twice a week. And at the end of the 7 or 8 weeks, I want everyone to submit their products that they have created. And the best of the best will be displayed and put up for auction. So all of the auction money will go directly back into these programs so we can continue our nonprofit for communities that can't afford to pay for these classes. So that's number one.
Awesome.
I know everybody.
All the listeners want to know, Miss Tina, how can we get signed up? How do we get a hold of you? Where do we go to do all this?
Okay, so if you go to my website, hugsandsmiles.org, H-U-G-S and smiles.org, and go to the contact page, List what you're looking for. I'm looking for volunteers from parents. I'm looking for teachers. I'm looking for people who would like to be involved with the music and dance and our community and thinking about a new career for them, because I'm looking to provide jobs in the future, because this is not just a foundation. This is a movement. This is a movement that we could all be included, so everyone could be involved and have a career with it and share and give back. So I'm very excited. So please fill out those forms. That would be great. And one last thing before you let me go, I really want to put this out to the kids right now. If you think you can sing and you have a writer in you to create a song, my singer-songwriters are also putting together a Hugs and Smiles CD. So if you kids think you could write a song for Hugs and Smiles, I'm willing to look at it, submit it, and we'll see what song and what young lady or young man will actually be featured on the CD with all of the artists.
That's so awesome. Now tell us a little bit about that music video you guys just filmed. You wrote the song yourself or someone else wrote it?
No, I actually had my lyrics. I took my lyrics that I had for my mission statement. And interestingly enough, a friend of mine, Dunn Pearson, he's very well known in the industry, he said, Tina, you know what? You already have the brand Hugs and Smiles. Take your mission statement and do a little jingle. So what I did is I broke down a few lines of an 8 bars, and my singer-songwriter, my music director, Natasha Madeira, who put together that whole clip, she helped me form it. So the lines that I liked, we excluded some, we added some others, and we came up with this at the end of the day.
So cute. I so love it.
I know. So she put together those clips, and then John Humphreys, who you know, that he's an incredible, talented young man, 12 years old, who's written 3 books, and he's known as the little Tony Robbins. He decided to say, Tina, I'll take your video and I'll get the kids to do a little video. And that's where I met Madeline. And I have a few other videos of other kids doing their own thing as well. So we're looking to do a complete song or songs for the CD for Hugs and Smiles, hopefully by the end of August. So if any kids are listening right now, I'm really open to that. I'm so looking forward to seeing what you guys can do and how we can make this a happy time for everyone.
Yay! Thank you so much, Ms. Tina. It was a pleasure having you on today.
It was a pleasure being here, and I so appreciate you introducing me to your world. And, keep up the good work. It's amazing. It really is amazing.
And likewise, we're going to get together. We definitely got to work together more, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, I have a lot of things. I have a lot of things coming up. I'm starting a camp next week with a veteran, Alex Duran, who owns a gym. It's called Fitwise for Kids in Coral Springs. And I'm starting, he has the camp, and I'm going to do one of the classes for art with his camp. So we're starting that next week. So you're going to be hearing more about it.
Yes. And we're actually looking forward to having him on a future show as well. So thanks again, Ms. Kia.
Yes, and he's looking forward to that too. Thank you all again. Hugsandsmiles.org. Have a fabulous
day. Take care. God bless. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Awesome. So that's it. That pretty much concludes our show for today. Thank you all so much. Make sure you give us a thumbs up on our YouTube channel, Madeline and Mommy Show. Give us a like and a thumbs up. Subscribe, whatever you got to do. Please. We're looking for subscribers. God bless you. Thank you all and good night. Good night, Apple.
Well, you always let me through.